أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإما تثقفنهم في الحرب فشرد بهم من خلفهم لعلهم يذكرون، وإما تخافن من قوم خيانة فانبذ إليهم على سواء، إن الله لا يحب الخائنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 57 and 58 of Surah Al-Anfal. The previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people that break their ahad, they break their covenant. More especially, reference is being made to the Banu Qurayza, the Jewish tribe of Medina Munawwara. So the continuation is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ. That if you find them in war, in other words, you oppose them in fighting in war, فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, then create a situation in which those who are behind them also disperse. That is one translation. The other translation is, be severe in your punishment to them. With regards to those that are behind them, besides them, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, so that they may take heed. The simple interpretation of both the different translations are that when you engage with these people in a battle, who are these people? You had a covenant with them, you had a peace pact with them, or rather even a ceasefire with them, and now they violated that. And now you go to battle, you go to war with them, then you have to be very severe when you are fighting. But the whole objective is not to take out your anger, not to show them that you are annoyed or you are angry, not to vent your feelings. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, so that they will take heed and they will realize that they have made an error. And of course, the whole intention of everything is that they turn towards Allah and they accept Iman and Islam. فَشَدِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ also got two interpretations. Number one is that those who are behind them. It happens often in life and even out of a political situation that we may have someone that is opposing us, but that person is the front, there is someone behind them, as we see the political scene of the world today. So when you are severe with them, then those that are behind them, they will also come to realize that their activities are futile in opposing you. Man khalfahum could also mean the people that come after them, in other words, their progenies, etc., will remember historically your force, will remember historically the way in which you were so courageous when you had fought. And we look at it today, everybody will remember, Muslim or non-Muslim, will remember those that know the history, the valiant sacrifices of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, those that came after the Sahaba, and that up to today has created a ra'ab, is created a fear in their hearts and awe for Islam, and hence the suppression of Islam. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ قَوْمٍ خِيَانَةً, and if you have a fear of any nation being disloyal. Being disloyal in what regard? With regards to the ceasefire that you have or the peace pact that you have. You have evidence, it is very good evidence, it is critical evidence that you know for the fact that they are going to break the treaty with you. You got this feeling about it, you got the information about it, it is not hearsay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَى سَوَى. Now here Allah ta'ala used the word فَمْبِذْ, which actually means to throw upon them, عَلَى سَوَى, in equality. Now there are several aspects with regards to the treaty. One is you have a peace treaty with a community, a group of people for a fixed period of time. When the time expires, termination, both parties know that this is the date, there is no issue. One is this, that the other side breaks the treaty. There is still the treaty, it is in place, it is a fixed term treaty, or it is forever. And they break the treaty, you have all the right then to go in and to check, and you can then create an assault and you can fight them. There's no issue with that. The issue here is that you have this khawf, you have this fear, this apprehension. Incriminating evidence, everything is showing that they are going to break the treaty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you also have the right to break the treaty, terminate the treaty. There's two issues here. One is to violate the treaty that we can never ever do with Muslims, even against the kuffar. When a Muslim has a treaty with even a kafir, we can never violate the treaty. Yes, when we have this apprehension, we know for sure there's all the evidences that they are going to violate, then we can terminate the treaty, but ala sawa'in, we will inform them appropriately that we are now terminating this treaty because of your intent of violation. That is 100% permissible insofar as the Shariat is concerned. Ala sawa also means that both the parties have a fair chance of preparation if a war breaks out. In the time of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the incident is famous. He had a ceasefire on one of the borders against the Romans. And now the ceasefire time was beginning to terminate. They had some few days before the termination of the treaty. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to move his army towards the treaty line, the ceasefire line, that we will not go beyond this line. And he began to prepare his army to come to that line. Now he in his mind thought, he is not violating the treaty, he is not violating the ceasefire, he is not going to go beyond the line before the time. As Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepares his army, a person very old at that particular time rides coming and heralding, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wifa'an la ghadaran. Allah is great, Allah is great. We have to fulfill the treaty, the ceasefire. We can never violate the ceasefire. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks and he sees that this is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amr ibn Ambasa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. By then he was already old and he is saying to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I heard from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that before the ceasefire date terminates, we can never make any preparations and move towards the line. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this immediately. He was a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he withdraws his army and he moves it completely back on the basis of this hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah la yuhibbul khainin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are treacherous, does not love those who are disloyal. So these are the few aspects, and we see the truth of Islam, we see the justice of Islam, that they can be our enemies also. We will never ever violate the treaty. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.